Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 9th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. Portland police say they're investigating a handgun found by a 5-year-old child. Last Friday, a woman says her son found a gun in some bushes against a wall in southeast Portland. She says when the boy found it, he picked it up and brought it to his dad. Officers say it was a loaded 38 caliber handgun. No one was hurt, but the family and police say the situation could have ended much worse. It was all caught on a neighbor's home surveillance cam. You can watch the video now on coin.com. Oregon Governor Kate Brown says more than 97,000 people need to get their first COVID-19 vaccine for the state to reach the 70% threshold needed to fully reopen. Right now, 67% of Oregonians have gotten at least one shot. Washington State says that number is 64% of people 16 and older there. Governor Brown also updated county risk levels, and as of this Friday, 21 counties will be in the lower risk category. Lane, Coos, and Wasco counties met the state's vaccination requirements and submitted a vaccine equity plan to health officials to move into low risk. Yamhill and Josephine counties improved to moderate risk. Meanwhile, 11 counties across the state remain in high risk, including Clackamas and Marion counties. Forest managers in Northeast Oregon say the 2021 wildfire season has officially started there. The Department of Forestry reports fire conditions are advanced and appear more like conditions we see in mid to late July. The season started at 12:01 this morning for more than 2 million acres in the northeast part of the state. That means debris burning is prohibited and burn permits will not be issued. The Joseph Canyon fire has been burning in the area. It's 20% contained and has torched more than 7,500 acres. The IRS is sending out close to 3 million refunds to taxpayers across the country. The money is for people who paid or overpaid taxes on their unemployment during the pandemic. Normally, unemployment would be taxed, but a little more than $10,000 was tax-free due to the pandemic rescue package. President Joe Biden is making his first trip overseas as commander-in-chief. Biden is headed to the UK for the G7 summit. He's expected to meet with key allies and even meet face-to-face with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The trip did get off to a rocky start. The White House charter plane carrying journalists was delayed for several hours after a swarm of cicadas prevented takeoff. The Portland Trail Blazers don't have a head coach and do have a lot of questions headed into the offseason. Check out the latest episode of Game On to hear Marcus Greaves break down the summer of big decisions for general manager Neil O'Shea. You can find it on coin.com or wherever you get your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.
The Coin 6 weather team has the most accurate forecast in town, certified by WeatherRate. Coin 6 weather, watching out for you.